speaking to her tomorrow about.
Hello, it's Thursday, the 28th of November in the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with a new season. We had a little hiatus. Lots of things going on in all of our lives. It's been so crazy, but we're back with a new show. Tonight, I'm joined with the wonderful Christine Miner over in Alabama, the lovely Christy down in the valleys, and our Jason up in Leeds. So while we've been off, so much has been going on. We're going to get straight into it now. I'm going to start with Diddy. So much has been going on. He's been denied bail for a third time. They said he was going to go to a private island or one of his residents, and the judge was declining all of that. And instead, they offered then an apartment in New York with private security, but the private security who Diddy runs, which is pretty incredible. So, what's going on with him right now? In the past week, loads of developments have come up in the legal proceedings against Diddy. Obviously, he's been charged with sex trafficking, racketeering, amongst others. So yesterday, the bail was denied for the third time. The judge isn't having any of it, so he's there in jail, celebrating Thanksgiving in jail. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving, Christine. The trial is due to start on May the 5th. He's pleading not guilty to all charges. I just don't see the sense in that, really, but okay. Obviously, he's got his private cases going on as well. And I do believe, I think there's about 28 so far covering court cases gone in. It may be more. Maybe Christine might know more because she is our hip hop sister.
There are many, many cases going on with Diddy, and it seems to just continue to grow on a daily. But yeah, continue. You're doing great.
So there was the, what court case was it? Was it Little Rod? No, there was a Jane Doe. I think she was the second court case after Diddy, where she was underage. She'd been met in a club and she'd been trafficked by Half Pierre to Diddy's recording studios, where a photograph is there of her sitting on Diddy's lap. Obviously, her face is covered. She alleges that she was raped by Diddy, and Half Pierre followed her into the bathroom where he continued to rape her, and she was left on a floor. And then maybe bodyguards or staff ended up driving her wherever. Now, there's been a young girl come out to say that's her in that video. But it seems there's quite a lot of discrepancies because apparently that girl went under Jane Doe. She'd given evidence to the grand jury. So there's, there's this disinformation coming out, where it's obviously these sort of things discredit the case when people are coming out. I mean, we know Tony Busby's got a load of cases going on. We've got that Ariel somebody, I can never remember her name. Obviously the Southern District in York. There's so many cases, like too many to count.
I believe Misha is the young lady that you were originally
Yes, that's
talking
it. Misha,
about.
she's come out. But
Right.
she, apparently that's not her because she'd gone under. Sorry, my dog's just eating something. So I don't think it's, I don't know. There's a lot of different reports. I think she
I've
might have
seen
been one of the girls laying on the table, but she wasn't the girl photographed in that. And also, she was calling Half Pierre, Pierre Half. When I heard her talking, I was with Pierre Half. Well, it's, his name's Half Pierre. I don't know. I don't know. But we know this does happen. People come in and they, they come in trying to make a claim or something. I don't know. I'm not saying that she's not a survivor, but she's not that girl in the photo. So many are saying, allegedly. So I don't know what you think of that, Christine.
I've seen an interview with her where she is the girl in the photo, and I believe she is.
Okay.
I think some of the discrepancy is whether she was like 12, 13, or 14. And you have to understand that at that time she had already been in this for years.
Yeah.
And so she was not even sure of what day it is and where she was. There's a lot of memory loss in trauma.
Of course there is.
And
Of course there
so
is. Yeah.
when we're talking about victims, a lot of times it's important to just get the big picture, and the details may be a little fuzzy because they are.
I just wonder why
And
she's coming out and revealing herself, because there was such a stigma about her not, keeping her as a Jane Doe, even in with the grand jury.
right. I
That's why, and
think
it's just coming out on a YouTube channel. That's what's just making me a little bit uncomfortable. I'm not doubting that she's a survivor at all.
right.
But there was such a hoo-ha in that case to keep her as a Jane Doe, and when she gave evidence with the grand jury. So why would she just come out and say that? I don't know. We'll have to watch this place. And we've got Ellen DeGeneres. She's moved over here to the UK. But we've got extraditionals. Maybe she's just doing it because she doesn't like Trump. Who knows? Whatever. They're all fleeing. But there are extradition laws, Ellen, just saying. Maybe she's hooked up with Ron Burkle up at Soho House. Give it to us.
Well, I just wanted you to know I will have links because you just brought up Ellen. Riz Flex has done a whole series on the elite bloodlines, Ellen moving to Britain, more ancient ring details. And she's got like two or three videos on that that I will enclose
Yeah,
in the
she's
show
very
notes.
good. She's really, really good. She's getting like
Yes. And also,
what are they, Gens? Are they Gen Zs? I don't know.
yeah,
She's
I think so.
getting that lot in. Christy, what have you got for us, darling, while we're waiting for Jason to sort out his mic?
Okay, so yeah, a story broke yesterday about Arla. So they're a farm that supplies most of the shops in the UK. I'm not sure if it's anywhere else in the world, but pretty much everywhere here. And they are a Dutch company, as far as I know, even though they supply here, they've got a small farm and they're using the feed with supplements. So they supply all the UK retail giants to cut, and they want to cut carbon emissions by using bovine. So they're going to add this to the cow's food as supplement. And I have read that there is a compound in it and that has a warning on it to do with reproductive toxicity, and it can damage an unborn child. So they're saying it's completely safe, but the chemical that's in it shouldn't be breathed in. Don't let it get on your skin, nowhere near your eyes, and anyone handling it must wear protective clothing. So they supply a range of products, like milk, yogurt,
It's
cheese,
just like the
obviously,
same as the
for
old
their farm.
fluoride, isn't it? It's just the same as the old fluoride, people in gas masks classed as a biological weapon. And now they're
That's it.
doing this to the farm. I mean, how much more can the farmers take? I'm actually speaking to a farmer next week, Farmer Pete from Cornwall. He's agreed.
Oh,
Farmer Pete, he's got quite a big following now. I've reached out to him and he's going to come on and lay it all down.
oh, good.
Lay it all
Well,
down.
I just so Arla is a UK farm, but Bovaer is the Dutch company, just so I got that right. Yeah, so the suppliers are they supply to McDonald's, Morrison, Asda, Tesco's, Lidl, Marks and Spencer's, Starbucks, literally Eco Milk. So it's all sorts of products that, are on the shelves. And like I said, it can affect fertility as well in men. I'm
Yeah.
not sure actually if I mentioned that. So they're adding this to the feed to stop the birds from affecting the weather, which is utterly crazy. And so apparently there is some good news that Bovaer is not approved for organic, so therefore it can't be legally added to organic dairy products. As soon as I heard about this yesterday, it just reminded me of the mad cow disease, where they'd fed
the cow's bone broth and
Yeah.
meats,
Yeah.
yeah, and that,
That
and
was
then
just
obviously
disgusting.
the
That was
butcher's
just so disgusting and demonic. I mean, this is another thing. You've got to go and get your milk from your local farm shop. Raw is better. Well,
Yes.
and if I can just say, God bless you in the UK. Your food is so much better than ours in America. And going the Butterball, which is like the biggest turkey supplier for Thanksgiving and for turkeys, period. There's a story that has come out that says the turkeys are being abused by employees and they are having sex with live and dead turkeys
What?
before they send them to market. Yes. So for all of you sitting down for Thanksgiving turkey today, you might want to double check.
Can I just ask where the workforce is from?
Oh, they're all over the US,
Yeah,
but
but, I mean,
yeah,
are
it's,
they
I mean,
immigrants
oh,
or
mostly, yes, mostly
that's what I'm trying to get
immigrants.
at.
Exactly right. Yeah, you're exactly right. So I saw that story and I'm like, oh, I'm so grateful that I am not enjoying turkey for Thanksgiving this year. Yay.
Jason, what have you got? We haven't heard your dulcet tones for ages.
Well, I actually thought you were going to call me a scouser again.
No, it's just I do a Scouse accent instead of doing a Leeds accent, isn't it? I can't do Leeds.
No, hey,
So,
no, great.
come on, what you
Well,
got? What's
I don't
been
know
going
if
on?
you.
What stories you got?
Well, I don't know if you've seen the BBC, but they've just come up with a story not so long back, or at lunchtime it broke actually, about Greg Wallace. You know, MasterChef.
Yeah.
Well, you
Not
never caught
another
it because
bloody
of all the
BBC
jackets.
pedo.
Well, MasterChef Greg Wallace steps aside after allegations. So it says Greg Wallace is to step away from presenting MasterChef while allegations of historical misconduct are investigated. The show's production company has said. It comes after the BBC News sent a letter to Wallace's representatives on Tuesday, setting out allegations of inappropriate sexual comments by 13 people who worked with him across a range of a 17-year period. Broadcaster Kirsty Walk, who was a celebrity MasterChef contestant in 2011, said he told sexualized jokes during filming. Wallace's lawyer says that it's entirely false, blah, 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 sticking up for him. But there's been a handful of people, well, more than a handful of people that have come forward. There's nothing really about any sort of details of any allegations up to press, but there's been 13 people that have come forward. But yet again, it's that establishment, isn't it? The BBC, you know, it's always surrounding people that work there or people that have worked for them or people that are high up in the rankings. And it just goes to show you, he's right. I mean, let's be right. Even on the doorstep of the BBC, there's the statue. Everybody knows the statue.
I don't understand, Jason, why people still work and how they could still walk through those doors every day, knowing
That
what
statue,
it's
just look at
just,
that.
yeah, but just knowing, like, look at all of them that go through there. I mean, it's too many. I'm gonna have to go and ask ChatGPT how many people within the BBC have been accused and charged. I was just watching an old documentary, a really old documentary on Savile, actually. And he was involved with Peter Sutcliffe. One of the
Yeah, I
murders,
can imagine.
one of the women was like right by his house in front of a tree because he lived on the edge of that park, didn't he?
Yeah, Brownie Park. Well, what they've done to his house now, what I used to live in was a really expensive block of flats. There's real money up there. You know, you're talking 2, 3 million pound an apartment on that little sort of running into
Yeah.
Brownie Park. And they're not the biggest apartments either, but they're very expensive. But he had on the very end block. He had the whole top floor and built his own complex on there. So he basically built up on top and had the top floor and built on top of it again. So they basically demolished the whole lot, and where he had the first floor apartment, it's just basically smashed up and put back into separate apartments where he had the top floor, the whole floor. I think there were about four apartments. So that's completely gone now. But it's ironic because I used to work for Made in Leeds TV. I did a bit of advertising for him around about 2014. And the name of the road that that establishment's on is Savile Place. So he can't get away from it. Jimmy Savile and the media, it's hand in hand, Savile Place. And, you know, it's a
Exactly.
local TV
Well,
station.
like, look at the Elm Guest House and Elm House and Tracy Beaker.
Yeah,
So,
it's
things
ironic.
around about.
So, yeah, Greg
So,
Wallace has been up to no good. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen over the coming weeks with him. But I think you might see more people coming forward because 17 years is a long time. If 13 people have come forward already, you know, there's going to be more. There's going to be more. There's going to be more allegations. So let's see what happens. But again, as I stated, it's that establishment, the BBC, it's always people that work there.
yeah, always. It's always like textbook, isn't it? I've
Yeah.
just got something that sprung up that Brian Gerrish and I used to talk about when I did the column. Who was it who did the assisted suicide first? In what country was it? Wasn't Switzerland, was it? Where?
Sweden, wasn't it?
Yeah, Sweden. People going off to Sweden, and we were discussing how the dangers of it here and that it will come here. Well, guess what? There's assisted suicide bill is now being put forward to the government to vote on. And Dominic Grieve, who's a KC, has unleashed a massive attack on this Kim Ledbetter's bill. And he's telling the government they need to oppose it immediately. I mean, this is absolutely shocking. It really is. You know, the
Well,
next thing
it's
it'll be
not
children.
that.
Like, where's the limit? Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? What's the limit?
Well, it opens the door, doesn't it? It opens the doorway
Exactly.
for a hell of a lot more murder, for example, and put down as assisted suicide. So, I mean, it just opens a complete Pandora's box for me, and it needs to be shut straight away. We can't be having assisted suicide. Now, if and I get some people's mindset that they're in a bad way and there's no coming back, and it's painful and it's horrific. And they don't want to see the family in pain with it, as you know. So I get that,
Like
but
all
the
the useless eaters, do you know what I mean? Pushing
but yeah,
four
well,
girls' patients that just
yeah,
it's
but everybody's got a right to live. But these countries you can go to for this to happen, you know. So it's like,
look at what they've done in Canada and the US. They're targeting children.
yeah, that's
They're
it.
bullying kids into thinking that they want to commit suicide, and then they're saying, yes, we'll help you.
Oh dear.
That's the goal.
Oh
That's the
dear.
goal. That's how sick and disgusting that is.
Yeah.
So
And you
what you're
know why they're
seeing is
doing
only
that,
the beginning.
we know what happens to body parts, organs, or what have you.
Ding, ding, ding. There you go.
Exactly.
It's a market. It
It's a
is a
market.
market. It is so disgusting.
I just want to
Yeah.
bring up. Sorry, Jace, come on.
But
Oh,
the
it's
thing is,
me.
though,
I'm sorry, Christy. Go on, Christy.
Right, me.
Yes.
Yeah, someone sent me a little clip from an article that said in Belgium, it was legalized in 2002, and by 2014, the country had amended the law to allow children to choose to be killed. Within 3 years, a 9-year-old and 11-year-old became the first young children to have their lives ended by state approval. Shocking.
Wow. We see, this is the problem. Obviously, it's going to be suicide in a controlled environment, so it's going to probably be in some form of establishment somewhere. But you know yourself, with the or when the organ harvesting, you're not dead. You're still alive because they need those organs working and still functioning. So they take them out, and because of the damage that happens to the organs, if you put a certain amount of painkillers and drugs in there, to just paralyze you, then they take the organs. So just have a little think about that for a second and imagine what potentially could happen. They're going to cut these kids up, you know, that want to commit suicide, and it will become more apparent and more and more state murder, I suppose is the best way to put it, will be happening. But you cannot harvest organs from a dead cadaver. It has to be alive. And they can't use painkillers because it damages the organs when they're taking them out, or it damages them whether it's they're taking them out or not. So they have to do it and they just paralyze you.
Well, and you look at the market that it already is in China. I mean, oh my goodness, that is such a it's a huge business in China, and it
I
has
mean,
been for decades.
what do they do? They just transplant these organs into other people? Is that what they're doing with it all?
They're
I'm not.
selling them on the black market. Yeah, if you're rich and famous, if you have money, if you're of the elite and you need a new whatever, there it is. Put your order in, we'll find it. That's what they're doing. So,
I suppose cloning technology is not up to speed with regards to longevity, then, is it? I mean, obviously we know there's cloning and they could have,
exactly.
but I would imagine that the lifespan of a clone's nowhere near acceptable for an organ to be replanted into somebody for it to last. So yeah, I kind of get that.
Quite disturbing, quite
It is.
disturbing.
It really is. I just want to. I'm talking to Kimberly Isherwood tomorrow. She was gonna come on tonight, but she's exhausted, and I understand why. They're waiting for some more stuff to come out, probably tomorrow morning, and I'm gonna speak to her tomorrow afternoon. But I just want to raise this with people. This is a post that was put out on Facebook yesterday. Help needed. Does anyone have experience of fibroadenoma breast lumps? Has anyone ever heard of the NHS taking 15-year-olds to court to force a mastectomy because of fibroadenoma, that, which is a lump? Can somebody please make this make sense? My family is struggling to cope with this pressure. How can the NHS force a mastectomy onto a 15-year-old if it's not cancerous?
And that's the whole thing. When it comes to fibroid, I think it's fibroadenoma, breast lumps, they are non-cancerous. It's just a mass. There's no need to do anything unless they're giant and then they can remove just the mass. But it generally is for like 20 to 30-year olds. This is not normal in children.
No,
And
because when you're
I
developing, when the body's developing, your lumps, your boobs do go a bit lumpy, don't you? And also, if it's your time of the month, your boob, everything changes a little bit. But regardless, they're trying to force a 15-year-old, and now obviously you know what the playbook is. They're gonna take over. They're gonna get social services involved because they'll say it's the mother influencing the family influencing. We know how the playbook goes. But if more and more people can be aware that this is what our NHS are involved in, we're now looking chucking in suicide into that, assisted suicide.
Exactly.
Like,
I
where did
think what
this?
people have got to realize, though, Louise, is the NHS is probably one of the worst establishments out of the lot, whether it be government, whether it be police, whether it be the NHS. You've got to think about, you've got these doctors and they hold people's lives in their hands. So it's kind of an ego trick for a lot of them. And I can assure you, in the high echelons of the NHS, they're just in it for the money. They don't care. There's no real compassion in the NHS. It's all about the money. And these people, like I say, these people, they think they're gods, some of them. Not everyone. I mean, there's genuine people out there that are there to do no harm and help people the best that they can. But a large chunk, I mean, look what happened over COVID. They showed the hand. Yeah. And they sold out and they took the money for all the treatments and the ventilators and the signing offs and the diagnosis, and they took the money. So you've got to understand that the NHS is just as corrupt as all the other establishments that we point the finger at, if not more corrupt, because these people think they're gods because they put people under surgery and they've got the power of your life in their hand in a
Yeah,
lot of
you've also got
cases.
to think, Jace, that there's not many English doctors left. They're coming in from all over the world. Well, what if
Correct,
there's
yeah.
some of these doctors that aren't really fans of the West. You know,
No, a lot of them aren't. A lot of them
anything could
aren't.
be happening. You just don't know. It's like the numbers of immigration have come into the country is just astronomical.
Oh, it's next level. I mean, I was talking to a friend the other day. You got some days 1,000 people a day coming over. That's the official figures. So let's not sugarcoat it, and let's call it a couple of thousand a day, consistently from 2019 and starting from 2016. But what we did notice, the big swap over since 2019, it's all young men. We did get women and children over the previous years from 2016 upwards. And there was women and children, because I remember articles of children being found on the beach and all sorts. But this lot, since 2019, are all young men of fighting age, which everybody knows this now. It's common knowledge. So you've got to, you've got to sort of sit back and think, And a lot of these people will be coming over and coming into skilled jobs as well. They won't all be bad. There will be some
Well,
genuine people, but it's a different mindset where these people are coming from.
so the
There's
figures,
different
right?
laws.
The net, the recent data, that net migration to the UK reached approximately 900,000 in the year ending 2023, making it a record high.
So you work
The
it out
main
then. There's got to be
countries, notably
a
coming
couple of
into
million.
the immigrants coming in from these countries, are the main ones. India, Nigeria, Pakistan, China, and Zimbabwe. The increase is attributed to liberalised post-Brexit immigration policies and a rise in international student workers.
Yeah, these are the ones that are probably coming in legally and
No,
applying for visas to
and
work.
maybe, but
Not ones on boats, not the ones on the boats.
no, I think that's different. No, I don't think so. You've
Yeah,
also
what
got,
they'll do is
included
there'll
in
be an
that
element of
figure.
them.
Included in that figure are also people coming over, well, yeah, on travel and school education passes.
Those sort of labels of what they'll put out of this is what's coming over from here and here to do this and this. That'll only be a small amount of the immigrants that are coming into this country, but
Well,
they'll
it's
highlight that.
900,000, they're saying the official figures of people that's immigrated in the
And
year of
I guarantee
2023.
90% of that, 90% of that have come on boats and the
Yeah,
young men.
exactly.
The other 10% will be what they're highlighting.
So, in
Do
the
you get
year
me?
ending September 2023, the UK received 4,656 asylum applications from unaccompanied children. Did you hear that?
That's interesting.
4,656 unaccompanied children.
So
Where are
what did
those
they
kids
do
now?
then? Yeah. Just
Where are those kids
bring them
now?
into
Do you
a
remember those,
country
that,
and
all that document that we
disappear.
were taking with children coming from different races? All those documents,
Adrenochrome.
and
That company in Liverpool, were it?
well, it was all over the place. They're based in New York, but the adrenochrome was being shipped around, and some were going to we don't know if it's adrenochrome. Yeah, it was. The document said it was. They went to the
Yeah, it was
AstraZeneca
adrenochrome.
site, didn't they? That was on one of
That's
the
right.
delivery dockets.
But yeah, I reckon there's gonna be at least 5 million immigrants since 2016 that have come to this country. And I'm not being funny. I spend a lot of time out on the roads all over the region, and I'm seeing a hell of a lot of darker people, if I'm gonna be politically correct. A hell of a lot more darker people on the streets than lighter people. And these are single people, a lot of them, or groups of threes and fours, young men walking about, or young men, singular, two of them wearing rucksacks. It's like,
Yeah. Well, look at Southport. Didn't the truth come out about the Southport guy when they were all trying to cover it up? That he was like kind of born bred, and it was like a malicious attack. I can't remember. I heard something.
A second generation immigrant,
A
apparently.
second generation immigrant.
But very radicalized because his parents never settled in. They still kept their own ideology and passed that down. So it was very radicalized, apparently. Whether or not you can believe the media or not is a different story. But that's
So,
the
sorry, go on,
official
Graham.
story I got told.
Yeah. Right, Christine. What stuff you got? Liberal meltdown?
Oh my goodness. Okay. So it's been so much fun since the election to just watch the left go down. And the media is blowing up. And the Doge team. Can we just talk about Trump's cabinet for a minute? This is going to be so awesome. Between RFK Jr., Elon Musk, Vivek, and Tulsi, and everybody he's brought in, it's just bringing eyes to the table. People are finally starting to see the truth on every level. And it's funny because I don't know if you guys are getting it. I'm certainly not. Nobody has yet turned around and said, wow, you were right. But, it's obvious we've been right for, what, 7 years now? And so people are finally starting to see it. I hope the discussions around the tables this year are a little more open and honest and genuine. And I hope people are finally coming together to see the light and see the truth. But in the midst of all of that, I want to remind people that there are still so many people all over the country without shelter and without warmth and without a dry place and without food and without family. We've got people in North Carolina that were so devastated from those storms that they are asking to build shelters on their properties because they're staying in tents and the winter is coming. And you've got people starving and freezing to death on their own property. It's ridiculous
Yeah.
and it has to stop. So the government is trying to just spoil every good thing that we, the people, are trying to do. They're trying to red tape it and just shut it down. And we've got to continue to pray for these people and stand because it's shocking. It's shocking what so many are going through right now. You've got so many that are blind, deaf, and dumb to anything else going on in the world except their little bubble. And it's like it just doesn't really get out there, some of these stories. And
No.
so I just wanted to bring some attention and remind people that Lahaina, Florida, Lahaina, Hawaii, you've still got people there suffering, like it's
Yeah.
indescribable. You've still got people in North Carolina, Tennessee, some of these places that were so hard hit. And we just need to lift these people up in prayer
We do.
and remember that we're not the only ones. Everybody goes through hard times. We're all walking through some struggles and some things right now. But don't forget, there's always somebody that has it worse than you do.
Exactly.
And there's always something that you can do to help someone else. So just keep that in mind as the
Amen.
holidays come around and remember to lift up those less fortunate than yourselves.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Right, Jason, Christine, listen to this. You said to me about the moon, and then my friend Martin kept phoning me up and messaging me about the moon. Couldn't see the moon. There has been some weird stuff going on. There was a like the sky was like purpley red, completely. Everyone was coming out of their houses. I've never seen anything like it. I can't remember where in
Oh,
America.
it happened here. It was in Florida and it happened here in Alabama. My
And
sky
then,
was pink and purple. Yeah.
and then the moon. There's a black hole in the moon, and something's coming in and out of it, and also. The moon is rising in the west when it's supposed to be up in the east. And like
I've
loads
seen
of
that.
different people have been saying, hang on, the moon's over, should be over there, but it's not. It's in the opposite direction. I went out to where the moon usually is. You stand at my back door and you look out at around 11 o'clock-ish. It's usually sort of right where I can see it. No, so I got my little star thing out and I had to hunt for the moon. And it was to the left and down. What's going on with the moon?
Well, there's an old saying, isn't it? Beware of the moon. Do you know the moon? It doesn't make sense. If you look at it in a planetary aspect, yeah, or think of it as a planet, yeah. It's a third the size of it, of our planet. There's no other moon, apparently. allegedly. I don't know because I've not been up there and had a look. But there's no other moon that is in the same size proportion to its body that it's orbiting. So you look at the moons of Saturn, the Didi, they're really small, smaller than our moon in comparison. Well, about the same size as our planet actually, but in comparison to Saturn, small. Even the Mars's moons got four moons, and they're really small. Venus has got several moons, and they're really small. So our moon doesn't make sense, yeah, at all.
But why is it over the
It
other side? Why is it coming up on the other side? Like, and what's going on with all these weird skies and like cloud formation? There was one where there was a cloud, people outside in the street, I think it was in Haiti or somewhere, and you just saw a blanket. It was pure blue skies. And it was just like, it literally like somebody had drawn a grey line across the sky and poured
Yeah,
grey paint the other
I've seen
side.
it.
It's
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
what the hell?
You see, what you've got to go back to the Bible. You've got to go
Yay.
back to Genesis, right? And when you go back to the Bible and you go back to Genesis, he says that he separated the waters, put a firmament above. He gave us a light to rule the day and a light to rule the night and stars at night. Now, he didn't say, I give you a star for the daytime. And a light for the night and other stars. He said the sun, a moon, and the stars is what I put in the firmament. Now, you've got to think about, well, what is the sun and what is the moon? Now, I personally think the sun, it's not, we know it's not a fireball 93 million miles away, self-sustaining in a vacuum of
I don't
nothingness, because
believe
that's
it's that
just,
far away. I don't think
no,
it's
it's
that
not.
far away.
It's local. It's local. It's within our atmosphere. That's without a shadow of a doubt. But what I think it is, I think it's a light. And I'll tell you for the reason why. You go switch your lamp on, stick it next to the wall, right?
My lamp is
Leave
on
it there.
next to the wall.
Right. Leave it right. We'll go touch the wall and the wall will be warm. But the air between the wall, there's no heat. Right? So think about this logically. I know we're sort of going off at a tangent, but I will bring it back. When you walk closer to a bonfire night, what happens? It gets warmer. When you walk further away, what happens? It gets colder. So when you get closer to a fire, you get warmer. So why on a mountain top are you freezing cold? And why is there snow up there? Because you're actually closer to the sun, which is a fireball. So it doesn't make sense logically. Just complete logic, and that's all we're putting on it. So the sun and the moon are two lights. It says it in the Bible. A light to rule the day and a light to rule the night. So then you've got to think, well, what kind of lights are there? The moon is a projection. All the anomalies, the rough terrain, the impact craters is a projection of the land down here. Now, I don't know what's going on with the moon or why it keeps disappearing and coming all over the place,
Mate, I'm
but he
so with
tells
you.
you
I'm so with you with that. Have you seen that little dude who does all the
No,
videos with it, where he sees where artwork he places everywhere?
I'll share it with
I
you.
don't know. I
Yeah.
don't know. You'll have to send me it. But I think that the moon is not, it's not, it's like a rainbow. The sun and the moon are like rainbows. None of us see the same sun. None of us see the same moon because it's a light projection. And depending on where you're stood, it's at a different angle, just like a rainbow. We'll never see the same rainbow. And all we're doing is that rainbow that's on the ground is up in the sky. And I think it's lights coming in from the heavens above the firmament, because above the firmament there's eternal light, and that's where the real creator came from. Not, I won't go Gnostic on you, but not the controller of this realm, the real creator above the firmament in the heavenly realms of light above.
Right. You
So
know what
that
else is
light's coming in,
interesting?
and I think it's just a light that's reflecting off the firmament. And it looks as though it's in our atmosphere, and the same with the moon. So I don't know what's going on with the moon, but it is
Okay.
acting very strange, and it does. But just to,
Christine, a
oh
fun
yeah, just to sort
fact,
of.
a fun fact about the moon and the sun, when you stand in the light of the sun, you get warmer. Right? When you stand in the shadow of the moon, you get cooler. The moon gives off a cool light and the sun gives off a warm light. Very interesting.
Christine, you must have seen that little guy. I don't know where he's from.
I've
And
shared
he
the
does it like it's
biblical
a mirror, doesn't he?
cosmology. He's in Atlanta, Georgia. If it's the same one I'm thinking, he does biblical cosmology.
Oh
There's
no,
like
it's a
12
different dude. This
videos.
is a different one who's saying
Oh.
that the moon is a projection of the earth, and he's pointing out certain places. That's this, and we're in a crater, basically. Yeah, we're on a flat earth, but we're in a crater. And I'm going to share the video because I can't put it into words and I'll just destroy it. So, Jason, you've got a good news story, I do believe, before we close the show. Jason, God, I'm going to have to do so much editing on this.
Right, yeah, sorry. Just to sort of jump in as well, in 1943, 42, Hitler obviously went to the Antarctic. It's well
Yep.
known, it's documented. Now, if you go into Google and have a look at Hitler's map, because he went to the Antarctic and mapped out the land, it is the projection of the moon. So somewhere along the lines with the photons from the atmosphere and the light, it's bounced and it's kind of created a photograph, because that's how we make photographs, by using light. Remember, we used to put them in the dark rooms in the olden days before technology came along, and we do it on computers. They used to hang up pictures in a dark room, and the photons from the light that you'd use through the picture, through the camera, would capture an image. And that's a similar sort of principle of what the moon is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm going to still share that video, but it's Crater Earth, it's called. It's
You'll
fascinating.
have to send me that. It'll be interesting.
It's really good. It's really good. So, anyone else got anything else to say before we sign off?
Yes, just quickly, just another article which I think needs a bit of a mention as well. It's on a it's a it's called the goodnewsnetwork.org. So it tells you about good things that are happening around the world. So it's a very good website. But two city cops, females, reunite 104 missing kids with their families in India this year alone. So it goes on
Wow.
to say that they've obviously been recognized at the highest echelons, up in the north provinces of India. They've managed to get back 104 missing kids. So that's something that obviously is
Yeah.
heroic, if you ask me, you know.
Yes.
And one of the officers said, she says, we're not getting paid for this. We just get the call and we leave. We leave our own children at home and we just go to wherever we're needed and rescue these kids from the most horrendous of situations. But they've managed 104 kids last year. So they've been up in front of the Prime Minister and they've had accolades and all sorts of,
That's
pats on the
good
back and
news.
things like
Thank
that. So
you.
that's brilliant, that is. But yeah, take a good goodnewsnetwork.org is a good website to give you a bit of a lift about good news for a change.
So interesting, you
Well,
mentioned India. India is the number one child trafficking country of the world. Forced labor, domestic servitude, sexual exploitation, child marriage, due to extreme poverty. Then we got Bangladesh under that, Nepal, Nigeria, Somalia, Myanmar, Thailand, Venezuela, and Afghanistan, Cambodia, Philippines. America comes in at 13. And we're not there. 14, Haiti, 15, Mexico.
wow.
it's
Well,
mad, isn't it?
I have a spot of good news. I found an article that I find a little interesting, kind of funny. A rock singer says he's a man again after 11 years after coming out as a trans woman. The lead singer of the rock band Life of Agony has announced that he is detransitioning to live as a man again. Mina Caputo, 50, said on Instagram that he is reclaiming his original name, Keith, because his gender dysphoria has been cured. Surgery has been booked to remove any fake breast, and I will be lovingly living in my divine male self, he said. I've cured my gender dysphoria. It took many years, a lot of walking through the fire, but I rose above my misunderstanding of my soul and my spirit. Detransitioning means stopping or reversing gender transition, which can include medical treatment or charges in a changes in appearance or both. He's been identifying as a man since, or as Mina since 2008, and came out as transgender in 2011. He said he decided to post the video announcement because his followers kept leaving comments saying he looked like a man.
Well, so, I saw something yesterday. I can't remember where it was. There was a clip. I don't know why I saw it. And it was this young guy who showed a picture when he was younger. It was a good looking young guy, probably, I don't know, 19, 20, and showed him today where he's just gone completely feminine, looks absolutely horrendous. Well, he's announcing now that he wants to start liking girls again and thinking maybe it was a bad idea to go down the trans route. So he's just letting all of his trans followers know. And he thinks he should be a man again. So it's happening a lot. And it just goes to show it was a total agenda. It was being shoved down kids' throat. It was like made to look cool and trendy, you know.
Yes, world gone mad, world gone mad. But listen, these things are going to happen. And normality and common sense always wins in the end. And it will prevail, you know. But these things have just got to be shown to be there. And again, it's showing the people that are doing it for what they are and who they are. And it's a bit of a cleanup.
Amen to that. Well, for Thanksgiving, I would just like to say I am so thankful for Donald J. Trump and for the adults setting the world right again. Praise God for common sense and praise God for normalcy. It's making a comeback. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I know I popped out of the room when you were mentioning the Dooge, the Department of Global, no, Government, Department of Global Government.
Government Efficiency.
Government D-O-G-E. Efficiency.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Absolute, just, it's brilliant. What a time to be alive. What a time. And that,
indeed.
You know, I know petitions don't work. I know. But put your name on that bloody petition just to show people how pissed off we are with it. I don't think we're going to happen. I think there's going to be something massive happen. And I think the government's going to be gone. But who am I? I don't know. I don't know. That's it. libertytactics.co.uk. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, please feel free to do so. I'm going to be speaking with Farmer Pete this week, later in the week, and I'm sure I'm supposed to be speaking to somebody else, but I've forgotten who. But I will be speaking
to Kim tomorrow.
I'm talking to Kim tomorrow. Yep, we're going to find out more about this case with the young girl with the lump in her breast. We'll find out more. I haven't got a name. I think, you know, we're just going to talk about the case because I do believe it's now in the hands of the court. So we've got to be very tread carefully with that one. So, Christy, thank you for joining us. How's things going down there in Wales just before we close? Because I haven't had an actual PCP update for a while. And I know I'm going to get one off of Kim, but how's things your end?
Yes. Yeah, good. I think, you know, they were supposed to be having a little bit of time off leading up to Christmas, just having a little break because they haven't stopped. But obviously, they still haven't stopped. They're still working really hard. And with this case now, which she'll speak to you about tomorrow. So be interesting. I'll look forward to listening to that. But yeah, everything is okay here. We've just had a bit of flooding, some crazy rain and hail and thunder and lightning. But other than that, everything's okay.
Good. Well, thank you so much, Jason. Thank you. I think me and you might do a State of the Nation show.
Yes,
one day
that
next
sounds
week.
Like a good
we'll
idea.
We'll do a State of the Nation show, and you can fill me in with what's going on.
And I just wanted to mention one thing, Lou, real fast before we go. Trump and Donald, Don Jr. have been talking about the press room.
And yes. How oh my God. This tiny, is so good. This is so
this
good.
This is so good. They said it's just this teeny tiny room and it's filled with people that don't care about the American people and they don't communicate with them and they're not bringing anything to the table. Why are they there? Why don't we fill this place with podcasters and people that have a bigger following and people who are actually on the pulse of what's happening in the world and are speaking to Americans every day. Why don't we do that? And I told Lou, I said, hey, you could be in the press room. So just food for thought. When you get ready to come this
But
way,
what I
I, you
love
know.
is the way Elon is saying he's going to buy. I don't think
MSNBC.
just, no, I don't think, no, I think it's the whole thing. It comes under, it's under Comcast, but it comes under, anyway, he's going to buy it. And they're saying, you put Joe Rogan in one of the shows during the week. I mean, just fantastic. If
Why
he
not have
buys that,
Tucker and Joe Rogan
Tucker and Joe Rogan,
and
I mean,
Benny and Candace Owens, and why not have some of them in the press room
and do you know
and
what?
ask some real
I've
questions?
been thinking
I
about this
love it.
for years, and I'd like Jason and Christy's take on this very quickly. I was supposed to close the show, but we're going to carry on. Why don't we have press passes for alternative media? Why is it only the mainstream bullshit press that can go into and go certain places? We need to have a press authority for people within alternative media. And I think that's something we should look into and find out how we can get one going. I know when we were at Bilderberg, we made our own press passes. The Column made that, and we had press passes on our own. They were, you know, the police at Bilderberg accepted them. But, you know, we're not going to be able to get into certain meetings and things when we want to be in there representing truth. So I do believe we need to be setting up now an alternative to press passes for mainstream media. Why is it they get it? You've got to go all through all these credentials you've got to have to apply for one.
Yeah, of course. So you're not gonna spill the beans on the true narrative. What is it? I mean, obviously, it's is it called? What's it? The
Press Association.
Press Association. That's it. So
You've got to
I've
match
got some.
certain
I've
criteria
got some
because
ideas.
I've tried to
Yeah,
do
I've got
it.
some. Now listen, I've got some ideas. I've got some ideas. I'll speak to you after the show
We'll
about. I've
speak
got
after the
some
show,
ideas.
yes.
So.
LibertyTactics.co.uk. I'll be back tomorrow with Kimberly Isherwood. Jason's running the TikTok, Liberty Tactics. Christine's over there on Truth Social. Christy is on Facebook. I still can't get my proper Facebook account back. It's forever gone. I still haven't got my original Twitter account back. So forever censored. But yeah, if you like what we're doing, I am posting the shows and the podcast now onto YouTube. I do know one's been taken down, and I think I've only posted three. So this was under another account that we've gone under the radar for. But it might be gone now, but check out Liberty Tactics Shorts on YouTube and you can give us a follow. I haven't promoted it or anything, so Liberty Tactics Shorts over on YouTube. That's it. Good night. God bless.